Blog Talk
and welcome.
Radio.
All of you joining us by Blog Talk, God bless you. For eras, man has approached God with the give me, give me, give me approach, as though he's some everyday Santa Claus, never really have given him the true and proper praise for all that he does. But we, with the help and the auspices of the Holy Ghost, have been led of God to usher in the new awakening, where we're approaching God with a thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanking him for the things he's done, and many times thanking him in advance for what he's going to do. What an approach. Amen. How would you feel if someone, every time you would see them, hear from them, always give me, give me, give me, and never thank you, thank you, thank you? The new approach, and approach is everything. The new approach is to thank him. Because we discovered that before you call, if you thank him, he will already answer your prayer. And while you're just trying to think of what to do, God will fix it for you. God bless you. We welcome all of you. Amen. This is the line where we're coming together. That seems to be the theme of the Lord. He wants his people to come together. For we can do more things together than we can separated. God bless all of you. We're going to go to God in prayer this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And after we pray, I want you all to welcome the Lord, and let's thank him for his goodness and kindness. Amen. He's the one who allowed you to sleep all night long. He's allowed you to wake up with your health and strength. He allowed you to be able to move those legs and walk, open your mouth and talk. And some of y'all who haven't recognized it yet, he's the one who allowed you to open your eyeballs. The eyelids came open and you could see. We need to thank you for it. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord, and for making a way for us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for the many things that you do for us that we don't even recognize. Somebody doesn't even know that Satan meant to put their name, or tried to put their name, on the death list last night. That's why they were wrestling so. Didn't even know it, but the enemy was trying to take them out of here, and they don't even recognize it. But you stayed your hand over them, and the enemy could not attack them. Just as you did Job, you had your hand over him. Some people call it a hedge around you. You had a hedge around them, so the enemy couldn't attack them. The devil couldn't get to Job until you removed the hedge and said, all right, you can tempt him now. Somebody didn't realize, God, but you had a hedge around them last night. The only reason why the enemy couldn't take them out of here is because of your hedge. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add it no sorrow. This day, we come, Lord, just surrendering everything to you. Our lives, our minds, our bodies, they all belong to you already. And everything, our soul, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some would sell their souls to the enemy. But God, we come to surrender our souls to you. Thank you for the ability to even appreciate you and to have compassion on others. We just love you and appreciate everything you've done, everything you're doing right now, and the things that you're going to do in the future. We pray for people less fortunate, those in foreign countries and even in America. Sometimes we don't recognize that we have so much poverty here, so many people who are poverty-stricken in their minds, poverty-stricken in their daily lives. God, poverty-stricken in prison, hurting all night. Lord, wanting you.
Thing.com.
Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your blessings in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we ask you to bless us today. Bless every mother, every father. Bless every person who's trying to do your will. Forgive all sins. Sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive all sins. Bless your people. And God, help us to accomplish the things that you're trying to get us to do. And also, Lord, I want to thank you, even in advance, for the new overseers, the new financial overseers over your money worldwide. Millions and billions, billions of dollars, if not trillions, will be dropped, Lord, in the hands of your people. Those who will obey you and will not hoard the money for themselves. Thank you for them, Lord, what I call the new overseers that you're creating, millionaires and some billionaires. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, by the enemy that has been trying to block all the inheritances, Lord, for years and years and tens and hundreds of years, trying to block it. What a habit. But in the name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you reverse the curse. Lord, what the enemy has tried to do your people, now reverse it in the name of Jesus. Numbers 23, it is possible. We ask you to reverse the curse. Some people have been under curse for quite some time, and they don't even know that they're under curse. But the enemy has been trying to curse them for years. The Lord, for reversing the curse, woke me up this morning and said, pray the curse be reversed. God, I got it from your word. You can't do that. And that is legal. Lord, that's what the enemy has done on people. He's taken them and put a curse over them, and they don't even realize it. Lord, reverse the curse now and set them completely free. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Oh, God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Break it, Lord. Destroy it. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God it must not suffer. God, I'm asking you, according to your word, that you would destroy the curse over your people, over the finance, and in other ways, over the mind, with mind control. Satan, you're a liar. The blood, the blood, the blood. In the spirit realm, the blood of Jesus is placed on this. Everywhere the enemy is trying, I pray that you place the blood. Oh, God, let it get all on his hands. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood of Jesus has bless your holy name today and give you glory and give you praise and give you honor. Thank God. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. And anything I've forgotten, Lord, please, yeah, let the blood cover. In Jesus' name, let the blood cover Bishop Hagin. Don't let the enemy slip in the back door while the saints lay sleeping as they did on Jesus in the garden. Please, Lord, don't let it happen. Bless him, heal his body, completely restore. Restore in Jesus' name, we pray. Oh God, look on Mother Eura. Oh God, bless her. Let her come out from that rehab. Oh God, look on all these persons who ask to be healed. Touch stage 4, stage 3, 2, 1. Oh God, what the enemy has meant for evil, turn it around, reverse the curse, and let it be meant for good. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Groaning for somebody. Thank you. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Fix it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. I know I have a soft voice, and it may put y'all back to sleep. Wake up.
Good morning, Chief.
Wake up. Somehow get up and move around a little bit. Amen. 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 Wake up. God's been good to you. Amen. So good. Let your heart beat all night long over 100,000 times. You ought to be able to lift your hands and say, thank you. Oh, God. The mighty God to you. Amen. Don't let my voice put you back to sleep now. Amen. The Lord bless all of y'all and keep you. Oh, my God. I'm excited about the Lord. Amen. Are y'all awake? Okay. I want to see how many of y'all will speak this morning. Good morning to everybody on this prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Some of y'all didn't make it right then. Amen. Let me see if everybody can make it when we speak to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Praise your name. Good morning, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. I'm doing a message about laughter. Yeah, y'all tickle me. Y'all really do. I enjoy y'all so much. Y'all are funny many times. Very, very funny. Very humorous. Amen. You don't even realize. I want to give y'all a laugh this morning. I want those who can, who've been up already, you getting up. All I want you to do is just be honest with yourself and just go look in the mirror. Just for one moment. Just look in the mirror. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. Just the mirror. Amen. You'll get a good laugh. Amen. Amen. Oh, my Lord. Amen. So, God bless y'all. I appreciate you. Wake up here and let's thank the Lord for his goodness and kindness and for blessing us, all of you. Amen. You don't have your mascara or your makeup on. Just know the Lord is laughing at a lot of y'all. Is that what I created? Oh, my. Yeah, but let's thank him for what he created And bless his holy name. God, he's been mighty good. God's been mighty good to y'all. I hate selfish people. Selfish people, all they think about is themselves all the time. Amen. God's been mighty good to y'all, and you ought to think about him and give him praise and honor. Let's do it in the morning, because most people are not up giving him praise this time of morning. He listens to us because he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah.
He wants to hear y'all praising him. It's unusual. Amen. You can turn on television. Yeah, it's unusual. They're not praising God. You cut on the radio, most praising God. Y'all on Fresh Fruits, give him a praise. Let's give him a historical praise. Why don't you give him a little bit more than you normally give him? Everybody and those who are sitting back waiting on folks to praise him, why don't you change that? The devil told you to do that in the first place because he doesn't want you to praise God. He hates that. He hates it because it makes him look like and realize that he ain't nothing. Amen. So when I shout praise check, let's do a praise check. And this is coming from the First Fruits and from Amazing Grace. We originated this praise check. If you hear it in your city, yeah, it's traveling everywhere. Come on, praise check, everybody. Give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
this morning. Thank you, Lordy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
and let you give your praise. Somebody may want to hold my arms up and may want to do the praise reports.
Give I'll do
praise.
It.
All right, who is that?
I'm Pastor Jolene Garnett.
Jolene, look at you growing, girl. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Don't make me run down the hall. Hallelujah, glory. No, don't you do that to me. God bless you. Amen. I'll be glad to let you have it. There it is. Take the line and get the praise.
God bless you. On the first fruit prayer line, I just want to sing this little song real short. God gave it to me. I was asleep during the fast, and it always is in my spirit. So I hope it'll encourage someone. I'm running for my life. Oh, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved and sanctified. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I'm running for my life. 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 If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved and sanctified. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I'm running for my life. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, it wasn't the tune, it's the words I'm listening to. My God, those are powerful words. I'm running. Is there anybody else on this line running for your life? I just want to know, is there one?
Amen.
Amen.
My
life.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. I just do praise and honor unto God. I know God is doing some great things. He's moving as never before, and he has blessed me even more in my prayer for life, because one time I had a drawback to the Lord. It just really used me, and I just thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson taking the time out, trying to help different ones, and the compassion, patience. Sometimes he has good vibes. The people give him good vibes and some bad vibes, but I just notice him. He just be patient and take it and just run on and still do what God say do. And I just thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, and your wife. She's in the background, but I know she's a jewel. And I just thank and praise God for each and everyone on this first fruit prayer line. And now I don't want to take up too much time. The line is open to each and every one to give your praise support. The line is open to you. Who will be the first?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Mother Digby, area code 708. I thank giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Sister Geraldine Garnett, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. I thank him most of all because of how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, gave me a different mind. I thank God for the mind. I thank God for that praise that Sister Garnett sang. I'm running for my life. I don't feel like I got it made, but I feel like I'm going to make it because I'm going to a great coronation. Our old pastor told us they haven't crowned him yet. They got to wait till we get there to crown him. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for how he supplies all of my needs, how he keeps me happy by the day and keeps me with a mind to walk upright before him. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you that's on it. I'll be waking up during the night, seeing it at 6 o'clock. It's time for the prayer line. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank and praise the Lord for Sister Garnett, for how the Lord have blessed us to get a prayer sale, and how that so many people that can't make it to service, some are sick and different things, but they come on the prayer line, and God is blessing, and he's answering prayer, and he's saving, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen. Who will be the next? The line is open to you. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Hey.
God bless you.
God bless you. Erica 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. And God bless y'all all on this prayer line. And God bless Pastor Johnson and his wife, Betty Johnson. Brianne?
Yeah.
His granddaughter. And I just want to thank everybody. Y'all always lift me up in the morning. I am so glad that Miss Joaquin Cobb introduced me to this prayer line. And I love y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed day.
God bless you.
Thank
you. God bless you. Who will be the next? The line is open to you.
Good morning, 913, Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning. First, giving honor to God, first in my life, the chief ambassador and family, and you and all the saints and friends. My praise report is I just thank the Lord that he used you to sing that song this morning. My grandfather, Reverend Albert McCullough, he lived to be 104 years old, and every time we would see Granddaddy, Granddaddy, how you doing? I'm running for my life. Granddaddy, how you doing? I'm running for my life. And I have been thinking about that and meditating on that for months, what Granddaddy used to say. And that's true for me. I am running for my life because it is a devil out here and he's for real. And I'm running for my life. And may the Lord bless you, ma'am, and thank God he used you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Let me say something right here. You pricked something in my mind here. Notice that during this election, I don't know, maybe y'all can help me on this, but I never heard either one of these candidates mention God's name, never given God any glory for anything. But I heard one candidate say about the candidate calling them the devil. So the devil's name has been mentioned during this process. But God's name, unless y'all heard it, I haven't. God's name has not been mentioned. Somebody said, only I can do it. Only I can do this. I can solve that problem. The word can't be wrong. Pride go before destruction. And a haughty spirit before fall. Watch. You can't take and embrace pride and make the word of God out of a lie. You cannot do it. They're talking about I can do this, I can do that. The only person who can do it is me. Watch that. Pride go before destruction. The word is true. And a haughty spirit before fall. Amen. So, we might want to pray today. Let's just pray that God.
All right.
Go back. Let's get a couple more praise reports, and then we're going to move to our prayer. Go ahead, Sister Gordon.
Amen. Amen. Zion is open to whoever's coming.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. But I thank the Lord for all the things that he has brought me through. And I'm asking the saints to continue in your prayers. And God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. Be encouraged. God bless you. The line is open.
Amen. This is Ambassador Frierson from area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Johnson, and all the saints on the line. I just thank the Lord for that song. I enjoyed that song. I'm running for my life because God had given me that song several months ago. When I woke up one morning, I could hear that song, and that's a beautiful song. We're all in a race, and we're running for our lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be lost, and I don't want all my labor to be in. Well, I'm trying to do all that I can to make it with the Lord. And I'm just thanking God and for you and you and you, for those of you that are praying for my mother. She's doing much better, and she'll be released on Friday from the rehabilitation facility. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Would there be another one?
Good morning, Sister Jolene Garnett. Can you hear me?
Yes. God bless you.
Good morning, young lady. You sound awesome. This is Ambassador Charlotte. I couldn't get in yesterday, and I was trying to get in today. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Praise report. And I just want to give a shout out to Sister Lucille and tell her to be encouraged. Be encouraged, Sister Lucille. I hope Sister Jerry is on the line. Sister Jennifer, all my young ladies, to be encouraged. I suppose I started a job yesterday. They called me on Monday and told me it's a job. They couldn't come up with the grant money. Last week, they said they couldn't come up with the grant money. Friday, there was no grant money. Monday night at 8:20, they said, we got the grant money. Go ahead and start Tuesday. Went to work yesterday. They called me last night after I worked yesterday and said, well, the grant money still isn't here, so I don't work today. But you know what? Hey, God, whatever you are doing, hallelujah. Can you hear me up there in New York?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I refuse to give that title. Goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord,
I'm telling you, thank God for thank you. Gracious. I don't know what I would do if I didn't know how to thank God. That's what I need a resume of, is thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My praise report today. But anyway, if there's anybody on this line that knows about the praise report, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, will there be any more? I'll turn the line back over to you. And God bless you. Be encouraged.
You know what? Go ahead and get one more. One more.
Okay, the line is open to who will be the next.
One more.
God bless you.
Anybody?
Praise God. Praise God. I got on a little while ago, and I just thank God for everything that I've heard today. I thank God.
Identify yourself now.
Oh, I am so sorry. This is Deborah Pryor from Illinois.
No, God bless.
Yes, God bless each of you. But I'm just grateful. You said running for your life. I had a fall about a week or so ago. Still kind of sore on one side of my body. I was running from some bees. I guess I was trying to get a nest, but you know, it wasn't that bad. So I thank God for that. Just a little sore, but I guess I picked the wrong time to spray a wasp, like not a bee's, but a wasp nest. But I thank God I didn't get stung. So I sprayed, and I had so many bees like coming at me that I just took off running, and thank God I fell in the grass and not on the concrete. But I thank God for that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I still have some family members that are going through some things, but we know that God is able. My aunt Jeanette, who came to Illinois, is in the hospital. They had released
her. They put her in rehab, and then they released her Friday, and then she was kind of non-responsive. I think it was Monday. So my cousin, her daughter called, and she's back in the hospital, but thank God she's doing a little bit better. She had a she had, I think, a second stroke and a little while ago, and then she had a urinary tract infection. So, but we know that God is able. We know she's a woman of a lot of faith. She was a first lady. Her first husband was a minister. He had passed many years ago, but just thanking God that he's able to heal and to give her comfort. Because right now she's not even able to really talk that well. She's really trying to communicate, but we thank God for his healing power and for the faith and endurance that he never leaves us or forsakes us. May God bless each of you, and I love you all.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Okay. Right. And back over to you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you
so much. Amen. That's Sister Geraldine Garnett. And we thank God for you. You're growing, Sister Garnett. Amen. In the spirit, amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr.
I want to share something with y'all that may help any of you who are having problems with weight. Amen. You all have said that you learned a lot from this line. Thank God for you. But I want to share something with you all who are having problems with a lot of weight. Amen. You notice that you got this over here on your side and that on your stomach. Amen. Let me reason with your mind just for a moment. When you exercise, like, for example, if you've got those love handles on your side, when you exercise, you try your best to exercise where you can fit it over on that side where those love handles are. Or if you got a big stomach, when you exercise, you reaching down and touching your toes. You're trying to fit it in that stomach because you feel like you are kind of coming against that area in your stomach. So you're trying to put pressure there. You're trying to exercise that area, make that fat dissolve. I'm just talking to your mind just for a moment. Trying to make that fat dissolve. Let me give you something that is so logical. Amen. Before you go to sleep at night, reach down and take your hand and grab that stomach and squeeze it as tight as you possibly can with all your strength. Squeeze it. I mean, you exercise in the same area. You're trying to get it in that area until you feel it over there. Take your hand and squeeze it as hard as you can, because anybody, like, for example, if a doctor operates and they remove fat from you, I guarantee you, when they take it out of you, you ever seen those operations, and hold it in their hands, that fat in their hands, if they squeeze it, all kinds of liquids will come out of it and run down. Amen. And your system is designed that when you squeeze that fat, whether it's inside of you or outside, that liquids will run out of it. And your body is designed to take all liquids that run out anywhere and go through a process and eliminate it out of your body. I'm talking to somebody here this morning. I don't have no scripture on it right there, but I'm just talking logical to your mind. So before you go to sleep, take it and squeeze it as hard as you can, all right? And what you do also is that it's activating those enzymes inside your body to kind of work on that spot where you're squeezing. Amen. Y'all don't have to pay me nothing for that. I'm just giving it to you. Hope you take it. I told y'all some time ago, y'all who've been going to the dentist a long time, I told you, when you get in the shower, just saw a commercial the other day about some of the top water picks. When you get into the shower, open your mouth and let those 100 water picks pick your gums. They'll find stuff down inside your gums that you'll never find with your toothbrush and toothpaste. It will wash it down to the root of it. And you thought you had to go to the dentist, but you won't be going because you won't be aching. You won't have a problem. I'm telling y'all now on areas of that fat, squeeze it as tight as you can. And then all night long, let those enzymes work on it. Amen. And before you do it, weigh yourself. Weigh yourself. Before you start doing it, weigh yourself. And do it for a week and see where you are. All right? God bless you. All right. I love you. Appreciate you. Have some prayer. And I'm not. Amen. I'm still anointed after taking all y'all, telling all y'all. Amen. All right. Let's have some prayer this morning. You have a prayer request. Amen. Let's hear it. And let's pray for you. All right. But first one got a prayer request. Anybody want to take the prayer request?
This is the Sarah St. Roddy, area code 773. I'll take those prayer requests.
Wait a minute. Y'all, I'm not calling no more. What's going on here? All right. My Lord, y'all are growing. All right. Go ahead, Sister Riley. Get about seven prayer requests, and then let's pray.
Okay, you want seven all together, or you want to break them up?
Whatever you decide to do, it's in your hand.
All right, thank you. Good morning to y'all. I just want to open up the prayer request line now. It's open. I really don't have a prayer request, but I can always use prayer. Is there anyone that's on the line that would like prayer this morning?
Ambassador Jolene Sonnette, requesting prayer for my grandson, Kendrick Bowman, and for my brother-in-law, Melvin Garnett.
Mr. Garnett, are those prayer requests? Is there another one that would like a prayer request? Let's pray for you this morning. If so, give me your name and give me your prayer request.
913 Sheila Brown. Can we please pray for a brother named Christopher? He's here in Kansas City, Kansas. He was preaching the word of God, and he walked out on the faith about 3 weeks ago. Can we pray that God bring this young man back?
He walked out on us. Well, could you repeat that again, Sister Sheila?
He's a preacher. He haven't been to church in 3 Sundays, and he started drinking again, very, very heavy. I don't know where that attack came from, the enemy, but it hurt lots of family members, and it's hurting himself. You know, that's come as a big surprise when that happened a few weeks ago.
Okay, thank you. Is there another one for prayer request this morning?
Sister Lily, I got to get that right now.
Glory!
Can you hear me? I'm going to get that right now. We got to bind that devil. Here's a preacher, if I'm understanding correctly, that the enemy is trying to sift him as wheat. Amen. Walked out of the church or what?
My brother, yes, sir, the church pastor.
And started?
I mean, chief ambassador, yes, sir. He walked out. The church.
And he started on his old habits of drinking.
Yes, sir. And going over there causing a bunch of ruckus with my mother.
Anybody can see that the enemy is calling that a victory, but you're a liar. Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
God, you who had a whole army come against the children of Israel, and you said to tell them that the battle is not theirs, it's yours. And Jehaziel stood up and told the whole army of Israelites that God said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Is there anything asked by Abraham too hard for you, God? You saw what the devil did to Christopher. God, I know now why you had me saying, let the curse be reversed. For Christopher, God, reverse this curse on that young man. What the enemy meant for evil, God, work it out for his good. You had people on the street for 40 years as wide open, and they didn't realize why they do so much, but they they're running for their life right now. They're running for their life. If anybody asks them what's wrong with them, they tell them, I got